you know how real this is going to get? I mean, this planet's about to get real. Come on, people. Let's wake up. Let's wake up. It's going to get real, right? Okay. Packing up M16s and getting some land and some bomb shelters cannot undo what God's going to do in the spirit. Might protect you for a little while. But I was reading through Revelation and the two witnesses, and it was blowing my mind. God's like, these guys walked the earth and they called down fire on anybody trying to stop them. What? No, it said, as they sought fit, as they willed. I'm thinking, well, yeah, fire, boom. Hamas, fire. That's insanity. No, do you understand the transmission of the Spirit? When we step into the light of the Son and we live as the Son, we live as Christ, and everything that's imperfect is passed away, because what's bearing the image in us in response to the Father is absolute bliss love. We're only responding to the Father because he's already saying it, because we're so intertwined. There is no doubt. There is no fear. There is no offenses. There is no animosity longer. You are intertwined with the heart of God so tightly that when he speaks a word to you, it's you. You own it. I have this sense, like, some of us feel like our life is just meaningless at times. I'm going to tell you something. I have seen this over this house every time I come here. I was here for 2 years. It's crazy. You guys, this house, there's like diamonds walking through the door. You all are blooming. I mean, I'm the cry, the sound of babies in worship and the clamoring, and it's all so gloriously wonderful. It's beautiful. But I get to go home, and I got to leave you with this. The inner place is the dream place. I want to charge you with this. I want you to dream from your spirit, not your mind. I used to think, what's dreaming like in my mind? I just go like, you know, Tahiti, and what would it be like to be on a deserted island in Indonesia with 12 surfboards and, you know, a year's supply of food? I mean, that's my dream. God's like, well, that's not a spirit dream. I told you, I'm a nut job. But when you dream how the Lord dreams, you dream with a fire of passion in you that surrounds the relationship of love between a father and a son. You begin to dream about the fantasy that God has for the entire earth. I mean, it's a fantasy because it's so far from what I know God's going to make it. But you see, in the midst of this fireball of life and human interaction is an emerging dream of the reality of the uncreated love God that is developing a family that's so uniquely knit together and tight that in the end you can't tell each other apart. But yet you're all uniquely laid together. And this has been, you know, 2 hours. So you always put me at the end. You should put me at the beginning. Man, this is so awesome. See, I feel as though that the words that the Lord is going to begin to speak to you all, They require that you ask God to generate a power to believe it. And I want to challenge your contentment. And I want to challenge your discontentment. I want to challenge your comfort, and I want to challenge your unrest. I want to call us all back to the place of unity in the Spirit. Beloved, I need to see you see Jesus. And it's not my job to tell you how to do it. It's my job to support you and love you into that atmosphere where there is nothing ever hindering or an accusation against you so that you can just come into who you are. You know what the apostles and the prophets and the pastors, the whole thing, you know what they're for, right? Till we all reach the unity of the faith. If the leaders aren't seeing Jesus and helping us lead us to see Jesus, then we're just a click. We're just clicking along. Click, click, click. I'm not even sure what God wants to say to us all here, but I always get the cart before the horse. Can we just close our eyes for a minute? Let's do that. I feel like that's even going to be more beneficial. But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will tell you of me. And you will bear and be a witness because you have been with me from the beginning. Father, in faith right now, Lord, we choose to see us in your heart from the beginning of time. We choose to fellowship with you. Right now, Lord, we surrender our doubt, our unbelief. We surrender our past, we surrender our now and our future. We surrender our anxieties, our debts, our needs. Let's just continue to wait for a minute. I see swords being raised up here, and they're coming point up. These swords are being elevated straight up to heaven, and the Lord says, I'm sending lightning bolts on these swords, and I'm sharpening them, sharper than any edge can be sharpened in the natural. I'm sharpening these edges in a spiritual sharpening, in a spiritual sharpness. These swords are going to come together and clang. They're not going to clamor. They're going to clang like when swords collide. And there's going to be a sound that comes to this house. And the Lord says to you, I'm sending a spirit, a greater spirit of revelation that's going to divide flesh from spirit. Behold, I say to you, spread out your tent stakes. I am the God of increase. The Lord says, I'm in a renovation mode. I have a glory in my heart for this city. My heart is to lift the banner that has been put here that has brought control, not in this house, I'm talking about the city of Springfield, where there's been control and compromise and competition. The Lord says, I'm going to destroy the banner with the fire of love. I'm coming, I've searched for a people who will lay down before me, who will pick up my cause and raise their swords to heaven. Like in Joel 2, the Lord says, I've arranged my army and they jostle not once against each other. They're in perfect uniform, perfect alignment. The Lord says, I'm cutting the straps of the leather bags that have held you back. The scars of life, the baggages of loss and regret. The Lord says, I will breathe a breath into you, stand you on your feet, and you shall bear my flesh and my bones of the man Jesus. I've rattled you. I've caused you to come from the grave. And I've moved you forward into a place of light. Your years are not over. The best is yet to come. Many of these are words for individuals. They're not all one layered word. My lover's kiss, the word of God, the lover's kiss destroys depression and boredom. Father, I pray right now, release the power of faith in this room to go to the next place in the Spirit. We ask, Lord, for the entrance, the agreement in our spirits to enter into the house of the Lord where all the articles of purpose and character and the display of the beauties of Jesus' heart. We ask, Lord, empower us to go there, to deny ourselves, and to move past our doubts and our unbeliefs, to move us into the reality of the kingdom. At this word earlier, I heard the word burning altars at home. And husbands and wives and all of you, at your home, you are the altar. The Lord says, I want to ignite you as an altar in your house. And I will burn an oil in you that's bright. And it will establish a threshold of revelation. And I will put wisdom on you. And goodness and kindness and mercy will abound around you through your marriage and your family. I want to destroy what was breached, a legacy of dysfunction. And I'm going to establish for you a new line, a new inheritance for your family to come. I just hear this, the Lord showing me, seeing mail coming out of heaven. These are letters from the Lord. They're landing in the mailbox of your heart. The Lord says, some of this you're going to open later and read it, and you're going to stand in awe of the Lord as he performs it. Lord, I just pray now and ignite prophetic dreaming right now in the hearts of your beloved. Spirit dreaming right now. We pray, Lord. You know, it talks about the city that comes out of heaven. And that city is tightly fitted together. You know, love leaves no room for separation. And part of what I'm trying to speak today about is love wants to come and destroy separation. We have to embrace an atmosphere of acceptance and mercy and forgiveness. for ourselves, but then love it despite what anyone does to you. What sets it in order is when we choose to love in the midst of betrayal. The Lord says it's like a fuse that's lit. And it blows up discord. And it blows up animosity. It creates rivers of purpose and belonging. Why don't you stand up with me? Can you do that? Thank you. Scott?
Father, we thank you that spiritual words are received and understood by the Spirit. And God, today we thank you that we're okay with letting you cause the words that we've received to continue to unfold. For the words that you speak, God, are spirit and they are life. They're not comprehended by the carnal man. They're received by faith. And Lord, as you breathe on them, they become living understanding. Lord, we thank you for that living understanding, those seeds today, God, of an ascended life. Lord, that understanding that transcends logic, or the upside down kingdom that really is right side up. Father, we thank you today that by faith we can see the land of promise because it's in us. By faith, Lord, we can receive that identity because Jesus spoke that it is finished and it's been finished. Lord, we thank you for the gift of your Spirit continuing to woo us, to draw us, to equip us, and to stretch us to truly believe, God. Lord, to not have to filter through carnal understanding, through human logic, God, but that filter gets removed. And Lord, we receive by the Spirit and let our mind catch up when our spirit is moving at that light speed. Jesus. I felt like you were going to have something, Lori. So, and there you are standing next to me.
I just want to go with this thing of that there is no separation. So I just think just continue to soak in this place. And I'll just share a little bit with you guys. A couple days ago, I put a question before the Lord. It's like, God, why is there separation between me and some people in my life? Why does it seem we go through these seasons of where there's just separation happening? And I just asked him that and just left it there. And about 24, 48 hours later, I was just minding my own business, not even thinking about it. And he just answered me. He said, you have separation in your relationships because you believe there's some schism somewhere in you that still believes that there's separation between you and me. But there is no separation. Yeah. So Jesus, we open up ourselves, open us up to that reality of the gospel. This is, there is no separation. Mm-hmm. between you and us, that we are one with you, Father, just as you are one with your Son. And you've called us in into that oneness. We no longer live in separation. Yeah. We don't have to pray harder, try harder, be better. The gift of God was that there is no longer any separation, and we are created to live face to face with you, God.
Hallelujah.
Face to face with you, God. And God, out of that place, we can stand face to face with one another.
Thank you, Jesus.
We have a hard time with that sometimes, God. We don't want to be that vulnerable. We don't want our brokenness to show. We don't want to admit that we have problems with each other or with ourselves. So God, I ask now in this hour, I believe this is what you're doing, is you're taking the mask off the church.
Yes, God.
And you're causing us to stand face to face with one another.
Yeah, God.
So God, remove this unbelief that we carry in our hearts.
Wow.
And send your gift of faith today.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God.
Yeah, give us your faith, the faith that originates with you. God, would you pour that out on this
God.
Body
yeah, Lord.
Right now? I see it even now, just driving back into town. There's this
Come
faith
on.
Springing up
Come on,
over
Lord.
This city.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
It's everywhere, you guys.
Yeah,
it's everywhere. It's in the streets.
Thank you,
you
Jesus.
Can see it. It's visible.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
So, God, we
Thank
receive
God.
Your faith.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
And places where we've not known you in the way we've wanted to, and ways that we say, oh, I just want to go deeper. God, that you're right there. You're bringing the gift of faith
yes,
to open up our spirits and to finally stand in this place in your word.
Hallelujah.
In your love for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Where there's inescapable hope
yeah.
and glory and this exchanged life that is just free.
Yes, God.
Just free, no longer living in chains, living as a Christian, trying to get it.
Thank you, Jesus.
So Jesus, we are not ashamed.
Yes.
We are not ashamed, and you pull us to our feet. And we stand with you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Face to face. Thank you, Father.
Thank
face
you,
to face, then with one another.
Thank you, Jesus.
Unafraid. We let down. Because of you,
yeah,
we
God.
Can let down all the self-protective barriers, God.
Yes, God.
Your cross, your blood comes and shatters our walls of safety.
Yes,
and the mask that we put on each day that feels like it's just a mask of survival because of the wounds that we bear. But Jesus, that's not what we are made for.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord.
We were made to be visible.
Yeah.
Made to be seen.
Yeah.
Made to be known.
Yeah, God.
We're made to know you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
We're made to know one another. To know and to be known. This is what you established from the beginning, God.
Yeah.
This is our original design. The original intent of your heart when you created the earth, said, oh, these are my little ones.
Yeah.
These are mine. Everyone, not just in the church, the whole earth. These are mine.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Father.
So, Father, we allow you and we receive from you your faith.
Yes, Lord.
To just stand with you face to face and to finally relax. To take in that breath and go, oh,
yeah.
I'm home.
Yeah, God.
I'm home.
Yeah, God.
You're my final address.
Yes.
You're my permanent address. And I've never had a permanent address. But
yes, you have.
But I do.
Well,
and we each do, God. You are our permanent
address.
Yeah. Where we let our hair down, where we let down, and we take that breath That every one of us,
yes.
Every one of us is included. There is no exclusion.
Come on.
No separation.
Yeah.
We live in no separation.
Amen.
So Jesus, thank you for the river,
yeah, God.
Of your death that rolls over us and your resurrection,
yeah.
That brings us up.
Hallelujah. Yeah,
you bring God. Us down under the waters, God, and we die with you.
Hallelujah.
And we come alive with you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
And we stand face to face with you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Face to face with our Maker, our Creator. Yeah. And face to face with our husbands, our children, our wives, our friends. We stand face to face as a family, God, as a body,
yeah.
As one unit, unified. In your spirit, unified by your blood. Thank you for your mercy, God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen. You can sit down if you need to. We're just going to take another moment here. A couple encouragements. And I learned this from Dan. And so I'm going to pass it along. And I found it to be true, was that when, it was Timothy in the past, so that's why I use this example. I encourage you to get a copy of what was spoken this morning. Because it would be very rare if you could take all that in one sitting. You'll be amazed at what God will unpack for you. Have you listened to it? And I haven't always practiced this, but the reason why I said Dan is because Dan has taken things that have been said in that prophetic spirit, and he's listened to them over and over again, and he tells me, hey, you need to listen to that again. And I'm like, well, listen to it once, you know, because that's how our natural mind goes. And then I listen to it again. I'm like, oh, man, I'm so thankful Dan told me to listen to that again. He doesn't just tell me to listen to it again. He gets copies of it, and he gives it to me, and he goes, here, listen to this again. So, because then he'll ask me later, did you listen to that? And I can't lie and say no, so I have to listen to it. He knows how to work this on me. And I'll just tell you, it's really a good idea whenever there's a prophetic flow going on, because it's hard. Like I said, it's hard. You've got this inner, you know, voice of reason and logic that's want to tell you, I don't know if that makes sense or not. And then when you're actually able to listen to it again in the Holy Spirit, you go, wow, I didn't hear that way the first time or the second time. And so I just encourage you this morning, you know, you can get the name on the list and we do the whole, we'll make copies for it. But I think you'll benefit from that this morning. So thank you, Timothy. Thank you, Lori. We love you guys. We're going to, yeah.